The rich man now needed a new governess for the girl, and for the boy too, during the school holidays. He asked my friend not to worry him by sending him any news, letters or questions about the children. She had to decide everything for herself. The young woman thought that this was strange, but she needed the money, and she wanted to please the gentleman. So she agreed and went to Bligh. This is her story. She wrote it down years later and sent it to Douglas before she died.
I came to Bligh one fine afternoon in June. It was a large, old, happy house with bright flowers outside. The housekeeper, Mrs. Gross, opened the door to me, and I met the little girl, Flora, soon after. She was like a beautiful angel, with gold hair and a sweet face. I liked her at once. I was sure, too, that Mrs. Gross, a nice, strong countrywoman, would be my friend. She was happy to see me, perhaps too happy. But I didn't stop there and then to ask myself why. At dinner, I asked about Flora's brother, Miles. "He will be here on Friday," said Mrs. Gross. That night, they moved Flora's bed into my room, and I spent the next day with her. She was happy to show me the gardens and the house, dancing in her blue dress from one room to another, running up and down the stairs.